This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Time to split the farm bill. Stabenow's red line and H-2A demand slows. Senior House Ag member calls for splitting farm bill. Representative Austin Scott, the Georgia Republican who chairs the House Agriculture Subcommittee that oversees commodity programs, says it's time to split the farm bill. It's long been an article of faith that kept nutrition and farm programs together ensured there would be a bipartisan support for both SNAP and commodity programs. But in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, Scott argues that commodity programs no longer benefit from being tied to nutrition policy. He also wants to make commodity programs permanent so they would no longer have to be renewed every 5 years. The farm bill is split. Then you can have more honest debate about what it takes to give American agriculture producers the risk mitigation tools they need and how, perhaps, we should make changes on the SNAP benefits side of it, not just with work requirements, but other things as well, Scott says. Now keep in mind that Scott is calling for splitting the farm bill illustrates how difficult it's going to be to pass a farm bill next year. House Republicans face a conundrum. Their thin majority makes it virtually impossible to pass a farm bill without Democratic support. But Democrats are certain to oppose cuts to nutrition or conservation spending that could be used to address other issues in the bill. House Republicans split the farm bill in 2013 in order to get it out of the House, but it's not clear they could do that next year. Republicans had a much larger House majority back in 2013. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Stabenow issues call to action on SNAP. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow is doubling down on her opposition to any GOP restrictions on updates on how SNAP benefits are calculated. House and Senate Republicans would like to take money from the Farm Bill nutrition title by imposing restrictions on how USDA conducts future changes in the Thrifty Food Plan, the formula of eating expenses that's used to determine SNAP benefits. In a speech yesterday, Stabenow called on anti-hunger advocates to fight any such restrictions on TFP updates. Stabenow said, quote, "This has become a real flashpoint right now in getting a farm bill done, and so I need everybody leaning in on this point." She suggested that the GOP proposed represented a break in precedent. There has always been a, quote, "understanding that you can't get a bipartisan farm bill if you attack nutrition." Why it matters? Well, Republicans on the House and the Senate Ag Committees are struggling to find funding for priorities that include increasing price loss coverage reference prices. Republicans argue Democrats should support restrictions on TFP updates to prevent a GOP president from using the process to cut SNAP benefits. By the way, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa has joined with House Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy of Texas to call on Senate and House leaders to make cuts in farm bill spending by imposing restrictions on the TFP and on USDA's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. "By making conservative reforms to key programs, we will be able to tame inflation while also keeping in place a responsible safety net for families and farmers," Grassley and Roy say in a letter to the congressional leadership. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. H-2A growth eases. The number of H-2A positions certified by the Labor Department rose just 2% in fiscal 23, that after increases of 15 and 17% in 2021 and 22, that according to an analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Altogether, over 378,000 positions were certified in FY23, which ended September 30. That's an increase of more than 100,000 since 2020, even though the adverse effect wage rate rose 19% over the same period. Florida led the nation with 51,987 certified positions in FY23, followed by California at 40,758, Georgia at 37,536, Washington at 35,680, and North Carolina at 26,146. Antibiotic use for food-producing animals up 4% last year. Domestic sales and distribution of medically important antimicrobials in food-producing animals saw a 4% increase in 2022 compared to 21, that according to FDA's latest annual report. Usage is still down 36% from peak levels in 2015. Tetracyclines accounted for 65% of sales, FDA reporting 43% of the intended antibiotic use in 2022 was for swine, followed by 41% for cattle and 12% for turkeys. An estimated 2% of antibiotics were intended for chickens. U.S. needs to win fight over GE corn imports to Mexico, according to the Grains Council. A U.S. loss to Mexico in the battle over genetically engineered corn would embolden activists to fight agriculture biotechnology use in other countries. That according to the Director of Trade Policy at the U.S. Grains Council, Andrew Brandt. If we don't win this in Mexico, I think this policy playbook, which quite frankly is run by some activists who have a pretty strong foothold here in the U.S., they're going to go to the next country and run the same playbook, and we're going to fight this over and over again, Brandt said yesterday at the American Seed Trade Association's Field Crop Convention. A three-person dispute resolution panel will rule on the U.S. complaint against Mexico over its import ban on genetically engineered corn. Climate Project means a lot of seed demand. Sellers of cover crop seeds may have their hands full when projects designed to develop climate-smart commodities kick in next year. Bruce Knight, a consultant and former Natural Resources Conservation Service chief, says that more than half of the 141 projects funded through the $3.1 billion Partnerships for Climate-Smart Commodities program focus on cover crop adoption. Two projects foresee planting of cover crops on more than 1 million acres each, he said, at the ASTA convention. That's a lot of seed demand, he said. Well, here's today's She Said It. You have certain areas where there's a red line, and this is it. This is the red line. That Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow ruling out GOP proposal to restrict future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, December 8th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.